This is a true crime in real time update from True Crime Today and the Hidden Killers podcast.
There's been a major development that could throw the entire trial of Sean Diddy Combs off course. It all comes down to one witness set to testify this Thursday before a grand jury in the Southern District of New York, a moment that might reshape everything in this high-profile case. Federal prosecutors have been building their case against Combs for months, charging him with racketeering, sex trafficking, and transporting individuals across state lines for illicit activities. With Combs already in custody and a trial date locked in for May 5th, everything seemed on a steady path. But now, this unexpected witness testimony could change the game, opening the door for a superseding indictment and throwing everyone's plans into chaos. The Thursday testimony is not just procedural, it's strategic. Prosecutors hint that the witness may provide new insights that align with previous allegations, potentially adding more weight to the charges already filed. In legal terms, it's a superseding indictment, a tool that can introduce new charges or victims into an existing case. If prosecutors go this route, it won't just complicate the trial, it could delay it by months. Now, here's where things get messy. The federal system doesn't take new testimony lightly. If the grand jury decides that additional charges are warranted, the defense team must be given time to adjust. This means filing new motions, interviewing new witnesses, and potentially scrambling to dismantle the credibility of this new testimony. All of that takes time. Sometimes a lot of time. And just like that, a May 5th trial could suddenly become a fall or even winter event. For Combs' legal team, the stakes are enormous. His lawyers have already been working overtime, appealing bail denials and trying to get him out of the Metropolitan Detention Center, where he's being held without bond. Two judges have refused to grant bail, citing concerns over witness intimidation. If Thursday's testimony introduces fresh allegations, any chance of Combs getting released before trial could disappear entirely. The frustration on the defense side is palpable. They've accused prosecutors of dragging their feet, using these surprise developments as a way to chip away at their client's credibility. Publicly, they're doubling down, insisting that Combs is the target of a media-fueled smear campaign. "He never trafficked anyone, never assaulted anyone," his lawyers say, arguing that this is all an elaborate effort to ruin a reputation decades in the making. But privately, they know that every new piece of testimony presents another hurdle, a hurdle that could extend their client's time behind bars and complicate their strategy. The clock is ticking. If a superseding indictment is issued, the judge will need to evaluate how much additional preparation time both sides will require. Federal courts aren't interested in rush trials, especially ones involving racketeering and trafficking charges that carry the potential for life sentences. A delayed trial means the defense will have to revisit everything: pre-trial motions, evidence reviews, and expert witnesses. And for Combs, it means more months, possibly even a year, in federal custody with no guarantee of bail. The system may seem slow, but there's a reason for it. Prosecutors need to be airtight in cases like these, and the grand jury is there to decide whether the additional evidence merits expanded charges. But it also means that the defense gets a chance to scrutinize every new angle. That's why the May 5 trial date is now in jeopardy, because justice in this case isn't just about speed. It's about making sure that every side is prepared for what's shaping up to be one of the most high-stakes trials in recent memory. So what's at stake if the trial is pushed back? For Combs, more than just time in custody. Public perception matters, and delays can cut both ways. It can give the defense time to regroup, but it can also allow prosecutors to strengthen their case, secure more witnesses, and close any gaps in the narrative. And then there are the civil lawsuits. Those keep piling up, painting an even darker picture of a man already under intense scrutiny. As Thursday approaches, both sides are holding their breath. If the grand jury decides to expand the indictment, it won't just mean more charges. It'll mean more time, more resources, and a much longer fight. And for Combs, it means the clock keeps ticking while he waits behind bars. This is where the legal system shows its true complexity. Trials, especially ones involving multiple allegations across jurisdictions, are rarely straightforward. every piece of testimony, every witness, every motion filed, each one has the potential to derail carefully laid plans. The prosecution knows this, so does the defense. And that's why Thursday's testimony is being treated like a critical turning point. A superseding indictment might push the trial into next year, forcing everyone involved to reassess their strategy. The defense team has already shown they're not afraid to fight dirty if necessary. They filed motions to force the government to disclose the identities of accusers, hoping to weaken their credibility. They've accused prosecutors of trying to win in the court of public opinion by leaking details and stirring up media frenzy. And they've cast doubt on the legitimacy of these new witnesses, suggesting that their testimony is nothing more than an attempt to grab headlines. But none of that will matter if the grand jury finds their testimony credible enough to issue new charges. Thursday's testimony might just be the linchpin that shifts this entire case into uncharted territory. Now, on the surface, it may seem like just another witness stepping forward in an already overwhelming list of accusations. But in federal cases, especially ones involving racketeering and sex trafficking, timing is everything. A superseding indictment can disrupt the entire legal timeline, essentially resetting the board for both the prosecution and the defense. What's fascinating and frankly concerning about this process is how it puts everyone in a waiting game. From the outside, it feels like the system moves slowly with endless motions and delays. But this slow grind isn't accidental. It's calculated. Prosecutors want to ensure they've dotted every I and crossed every T. They're not just adding more charges for the sake of it. They're methodically building a narrative that, if solid enough, will be nearly impossible to dismantle in court. And this is where Combs' team finds themselves in a real bind. If Thursday's testimony results in a superseding indictment, they'll need to go back to square one. That means more interviews, more research, and a whole new set of motions to counter whatever fresh evidence the prosecution brings forward. It's the legal equivalent of playing a game of chess and getting hit with a surprise move you didn't see coming. Now, let's be clear. These kinds of trial delays aren't just an inconvenience. For someone like Sean Diddy Combs, it means months, potentially over a year, of sitting in a federal detention center waiting for his day in court. His legal team can't ignore the psychological impact of that kind of confinement. And every day he stays locked up without bail, the public narrative creeps further out of his control. But here's the other side of it. If the trial is delayed, both sides get more time to fortify their cases. Prosecutors could track down additional witnesses or uncover more evidence, making the case stronger. The defense, meanwhile, will use every minute of that time to discredit testimony, challenge the credibility of new witnesses, and poke holes in the prosecution's narrative. It's a battle fought in inches, and the side with the most time to prepare often has the upper hand. The big question, hanging over all of this, whether the truth will get lost in the shuffle. With multiple lawsuits, media coverage, and public scrutiny swirling around, can the legal system cut through the noise, or will this case become another high-profile saga dragged through endless delays and courtroom drama?
In a world where the darkest secrets lie just beneath the surface.
They said it was an accident, but the evidence says otherwise.
Where hidden killers roam unnoticed in the shadows.
I think you would definitely be looking at a blend of toxic, very bad narcissistic personality traits, and they will be vengeful and possibly resort to violence.
Join Tony Bruschi as he uncovers the truth behind the most chilling cases.
They said it was an accident, but the evidence clearly says otherwise.
Each episode, we dig deep into the minds of those who commit the unthinkable.
To your point on narcissism, he thinks in his own mind how witty he is.
Yeah.
But he lost that jury. I was done with him in 2 minutes.
From unsolved mysteries to infamous crimes.
Geez, you've just talked about how you've taught yourself how to do everything under the sun. I bet you did a YouTube video, How to Best Kill Somebody with a Knife.
Hidden Killers with Tony Bruschi takes you where few dare to go.
How does someone with such a dark secret go unnoticed for so long?
With multiple new episodes every single day.
We're not just telling stories, we're seeking justice.
Listen now on Apple Podcasts or wherever you get your podcasts. Just search for Hidden Killers with Tony Bruschi.